Okay, we just talked about this a second ago. Why am I not wearing my wedding ring? As a matter of fact, I, Joe, from the Joe and Alex Show, have not been wearing my wedding ring now for, I think it's been almost 2 weeks. August 29th was the anniversary for my wife and I, Lindsay. 3 years we've been married. We've been together for a little over six. And actually, on that day, ironically, I took off my wedding ring. Now, we have a guest this morning on why that's happening.
Yep, Shelby tweeted us at Joe and Alex Show. Okay, these are the two reasons I can think of. One, Joe lost so much weight, his ring is too big and he needs a new one. That's actually my guess too. Or two, Joe lost his ring.
Okay. Well, I want to clear it up. The obvious thing, I have not lost my wedding ring. I actually have it. It's at home on the dresser.
Ooh.
That's where that is. As far as losing weight, I mean, I'm down 30 pounds or so roughly. So I have lost weight, but it's not enough that my ring's like falling off. So sadly, that is not the reason why I have not been wearing my ring. Do you, Alex or Liv the Web Girl, before I get into this and tell you why I'm no longer wearing my wedding ring for the past 2 weeks, have any guesses or ideas why? I mean, you kind of guessed
that
right there,
Alex. That was my
guess,
yeah.
Liv the Web Girl, do you have anything? Because you were kind of shocked when you noticed it the other day. You're like, oh my God.
Yeah, that was my guess too. I mean, I initially was like, oh, there's some trouble in paradise maybe, but then my second thought was that maybe it's because you had lost so much weight.
No, I wish it was either one of those. Well, not the trouble in paradise, but I wish it was either one of those. But sadly, that is not the case. The reason that I'm not wearing my wedding ring anymore is because I had to go to the doctor. And I had something happen a few days before anniversary. And I started to notice on my body, in kind of a personal area, I had kind of an itch. And I had kind of...
What are you talking about?
I had kind of a rash.
What? Ew.
So I went and I got tested. I had to go to my doctors to figure out what it was.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm being totally... Can I be transparent, please? I don't judge you. Okay, I guess I do judge you, but please don't judge me. So I went and I first told my wife, hey, I'm going to the doctor because I've got this rash going on and it's not... I don't know what's going on here. And she's like, well, did you hook up with somebody? And I said, no, I have not. I've been faithful to my wife. We've been together 6 years. So I ended up going, and we found out I, thank God, do not have any kind of STD.
Oh, my God.
Good grief.
I'm totally clean. There's nothing there. But I actually do have kind of a thing going on. And the way that I don't know if you'd say caught it. I don't think I caught it. But the way that I got it, and the reason I don't have my wedding ring on right now.
You know that your ring goes on your finger, right?
Yeah, no, I get that. I get that. But the thing that happened was, is I actually got poison ivy.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Downstairs?
I was doing some yard work, trying to help out around the house, and I was trimming up some bushes. That's not a metaphor. Just trimming up all these bushes that were overgrown, and I didn't wear gloves when I did this, and I ended up getting this, it was like these branches and brush. I got it on my hands because I grabbed them and I pulled them out after I chopped them up with the trimmers. I also got it, I had to go to the bathroom, so I ran inside, and I thought I washed my hands good, but I got some of the poison ivy on my junk.
Are you serious?
Yes. Yeah, so, well, thank you. So
sorry.
I had to go to the doctor and they had to give me a cream to help out with the actual itching. I wonder if anybody else has ever gotten poison ivy in some uncomfortable places. 317-239-1009. And because the hand I used to pull out was my left hand, which was my wedding ring hand, you can actually kind of see, do you still see where like the ring, that where it's red there?
Yeah.
It got underneath my ring, which is tight because I haven't lost enough weight, and it was irritating my skin really bad. So I've had my wedding ring off now for about 2 weeks, just trying to get my skin to heal. So hopefully I'm going to be able to put my wedding ring back on soon. But yeah, I didn't know what the heck was going on. I had to tell my wife because this is a little personal. But usually you celebrate on your anniversary with a little, you know, special thing sometimes, you know, like you guys flip some pancakes. Yeah, we flipped no pancakes because I had to tell her about the embarrassing thing that had happened to me. And at first she's like, who's the girl?
I feel like this is an elaborate story to cover up that you're not in a good time with your wife or something.
No,
because I can't. can't imagine you of all people holding out on us this story for 2 weeks. Like, it's a pretty good story if you accidentally got poison ivy on your junk. Like,
yeah, that's true.
It's embarrassing. Would you come in here and say, oh my God, I have poison ivy on my boobs?
Yeah.
You would not come
in
here.
All of us would. All of us share all kinds of crap like that on the air.
Nobody shares personal stuff down there. And I think, too, I'm hoping somebody can chime in at 317-239-1009 and confirm that, yes, somehow you accidentally get itchy things like poison ivy in places that they shouldn't be. Because, I mean, do you see it or not?
Like, I see it.
There's like a red ring.
I mean, yeah, it just looks like the imprint of where your ring was, though. I don't know that I necessarily believe you have poison ivy.
My skin was peeling and itching really bad. My whole body has been so itchy. Now, like I said, that's 2 weeks ago. Thankfully, if anybody wants to know, my stuff is clearing up. So hopefully my wife, Lindsay, and I can, get a rain check and celebrate what happened actually with the anniversary. Because that was tough. All right, let's go to the phones this morning. It looks like some people are chiming in. 317-239-1009. Brianna, you're in Greenwood, and what did you want to say about this conversation here?
My son actually got poison ivy on his junk while he was away at summer camp because he goes away to Nashville for a week.
Okay.
For summer. My poor baby came home covered in a rash and then, you know, kept itching down there, and I figured he had poison ivy, but he got itching down there, too, and I was like, what's wrong with you?
He's like, oh, no.
He's like, Mom, I need you to look at something. And I was like, I don't want to look.
Was that awkward that since he's, like, 32 years old?
Well, my son's not 32.
I know,
so.
I'm just kidding.
Actually, I was at summer camp, too. Okay.
I mean, it's still awkward. It's still awkward either way. I can only imagine what your wife thought. I'm so sorry you had to go through that.
So you believe his shammy story?
Alex doesn't believe me.
I'm so sorry. I would have to believe the shammy story because at the end of the day, I'm like, well, you know, boys will be boys. They don't wash their hands like they're supposed to.
That's true. That is a very solid point.
I thought I washed them. I put some water on there. Apparently, that was not enough to get it off of there.
Okay,
so.
There's an epidemic going on because Cameron tweeted us at Joan Alex Show and said, I'm in the same poison ivy situation.
See,
what are you guys doing?
Thank you, Cameron, for validating me. Well, first of all, I'm assuming that I don't think we're naked when we're near poison ivy, but as I told you, Alex,
wash your hands.
I thought I did, but I had to go to the bathroom.
Good Lord.
And you know I'm left-handed, so that means I'm left-handed. And that's kind of how it all happened. 317-239-1009. We'll take one more call on this just to try to validate my situation, which is embarrassing. Stephanie, you're on the Joe and Alex Show, and do you think this is a true story or not?
No, it's true. I didn't even know I was allergic to sumac, and I pulled weeds, and I wound up getting it on my stomach, my butt, and my leg.
Oh, what was the worst spot, the stomach or the butt?
The butt, because I didn't realize that the rash had even spread, and I'm sitting there scratching my butt, wondering why it did.
Everybody's like, wow, yeah, Stephanie's got an itchy butt, so...
And I was at work, and I'm like, why does my butt itch?
Hey, can somebody put cream on this? Thank you, Stephanie. I appreciate everybody, because sometimes I feel like a man on my own island here. I don't think I've convinced you, Alex.
No.
I still think you don't believe me. Liv the Web Girl, do you believe me that I didn't cheat on my wife, and this is actually from poison ivy?
I don't think you cheated.
I definitely believe you didn't cheat on your wife. Okay. I don't know about the poison ivy story, because why would you hold out for 2 weeks?
That's what I'm saying. That is such a good story that you would for sure have shared that 2 weeks ago.
You point out one person you know, it's like, hey, oh my gosh, guess what?
You are the person.
You are the one.
Okay, that does make a little bit of sense.